it really takes, a full season to respect the length of the theme song.
It does. I mean, it has heft to it, you
I'm
know?
being attacked by savage dogs
Right now?
right now. They're pawing at the door.
How thick is the door?
There's the doggy doors locked. Season seven.
Season
I feel
seven.
like I've been here before, but I can't really tell, you know what I mean?
Maybe it's in the, well, I wish you had spooky music queued up. I was going to say Lost Archives.
Oh well,
And
you
the
know,
listener can imagine the Scooby-Doo spooky music.
is this a creepy sound?
That's
I mean,
just one, that's
that
more
was more
sad.
like a, I think it was clownish, you know
Yeah, but like in a sad way.
and that's what makes it scary.
Yeah, it is. I mean, what is more truly terrifying than
The
spending 20 years of your young career working as
misery.
a clown only to find out that like they just ain't cool anymore, you know? First you
Okay,
had John Wayne Gacy, then you had
oh
that It
no.
book, and then it's just like the whole industry, it's really been shattered.
Okay, I have an admission.
Did you want to be a clown at one point?
No, for a year, probably like between like 17 and 18, I thought Wayne Gretzky was John Gacy.
You mean you thought the professional hockey player was the serial killer?
Or vice versa.
Oh, okay. I don't know if that makes it better or worse.
Let's I've got a question.
Yeah, you have a question. What's your question?
Okay. How many are they called goals in hockey?
Maybe, I don't know.
How many scores?
It's goals. Goals
How
sounds
many
like
goals did Wayne Gretzky score in his
okay.
entire career?
I know nothing about hockey. So this is gonna be an over under, right?
Neither of us know for sure if they're called goals.
Is it
But
one
you're
point per
guessing
goal
first.
like soccer? Are there penalty shots? There probably are, right?
Think they, I mean, like, I don't know if there's penalties in a sport where you're allowed to fist fight each other. No,
I
there's
don't
definitely
know.
penalties
Hockey,
because there's a
it's
penalty
pretty, yeah,
box.
right? I mean, well, does that mean you get a penalty shot or you just go in the box? Okay. Well, it's gonna be an over under. Do I have to guess first? Do you have to
You
guess
guess
first?
first.
Oh fuck. How many?
How many goals, how many
Okay.
hockey goals
Is
did
it
he score throughout his career?
goals or points? Let's clarify in the language here.
I think that's synonymous, Gorb.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Let's go. I'm gonna go 171.
Okay,
Feels right.
I'm gonna go 450.
450. All right, cue up the
Oh God, that
question
feels like a
music.
lot.
Well, I don't know how many points is in a goal. Cue up
Most
the
sports with the ball in the place, except it's not a ball, it's flat.
Oh, fuck.
Yes! Oh, man. The
For what it's
decision
worth,
duck has spoken.
neither Zorb nor Gorb knows anything about hockey.
Yeah, but Gorb
Gorb
rather
knows
no
way less.
Zorb. Who am I? Zorb is great at overguessing, and sometimes in a blue moon that's helpful. How
You're
many
over
goals did you get, Gorb?
for Wayne Gretzky. I said 171. You said 450 something. He has scored 894 goals.
Okay,
So.
so there is a difference, apparently,
What
because
did you
I'm
get?
seeing 894 goals, 200 or 2,857 points.
Okay, well, either way, you win. So.
That doesn't make sense. I'm gonna look that up later
Well,
in
I mean,
my
probably dang.
Zorbiculon
Well,
cube.
hold up. Let me not trust this AI. Maybe it's siding with, oh God, I don't know how to read this chart.
Okay,
We're just gonna trust the AI.
I'm going to be going first.
Yeah, you're gonna go first. Yeah, let's do it. Why
Okay.
not? That
Do you
sounds
have your
right.
timer ready, Gorb?
Oh, God, I'm usually pretty good at this question thing, so hold up. How do
That's because you rig
I rig it? By asking weight questions?
by asking questions about population differences between Mongolia and Kazakhstan.
Hey, well, now you know. If you ever want to make it a true random coin flip, just make it a sports question.
Yeah, there you go. In sports question only season.
I think that's season 7. All right, are you ready?
I was born ready, Gorb.
All right, your prompt is tell me about the time Jerry lost the shiny pickle. Go.
The time Jerry lost the shiny pickle.
Yep, 22:30 on the clock. It's
Okay,
winding down.
so
Get started.
you might think that there's something wrong with Jerry when you see him.
Why might I think that?
Mainly because he's missing one fourth of his head. But like it's like if you were to like have a pie chart on the front of his face,
Okay.
the
Yeah.
bottom left slice of pie is just
My
perfectly gone.
left or your left?
Jerry's left. So you might wonder like how something like that would happen to Jerry.
Wouldn't that be like his jaw?
It would be. But he's got it like filled up.
What?
Mainly like basket fragments, but like with flesh molded onto them. Okay,
You
it's
mean like
important for you to
wicker?
know something, and
Okay.
that is that Jerry is no longer human.
Okay,
Okay.
what is he? A basket man?
Jerry is a zombie.
Okay.
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 But in Hollywood, aka, fiction, as opposed to our nonfiction podcast,
Yes.
the way that they present that, zombie takeovers happen is not really biblically accurate. And
Okay.
that's exactly what Jerry would say.
That's probably that wicker interfering with the tongue. Am I correct about
But
that?
here's the thing, zombies speak differently. And something happens when you become one. And that is you get this like inclination that you just really, really want other people to be zombies. Okay.
In addition to the stuttering.
And that's biblically accurate.
I'm
But
pretty sure.
the thing is that Jerry wasn't only important,
Okay.
he was patient zero. Okay.
Oh. How did Jerry get
Now,
infected?
Jerry worked at a deli, on the east side of Queens
Like a
in the
nice
year
deli or like a,
2029.
okay.
This deli, it was questionable from the start, Gorm.
Okay, it was a dirty.
Well, okay, Jerry was 52,
Okay.
and he had just gotten fired from dinosaur camp. That is like a camp where like kids learn about dinosaurs, in upstate New York. And he
What
got
did he?
fired because one night he like pretended he was like a T-Rex and he like kind of threw a kid into like the lake and like broke his arm. Anyway.
Oh, he took it too far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that kid, Aaron,
Classic.
he like a little dinglehead
Yeah.
went and complained to his parents that he broke his arm. But I
Such a
mean, like,
jabroni.
what a straight up knucklehead.
Yeah.
So basically, Jerry needed a job. And he went into this deli, and something was wrong from the very beginning, because when he met the store owner, which was Polly Bumbo Bong,
Polly Bumble Wong?
Polly Bumbo Bong,
Bumbo Wong. Okay. All right. Got to make
Bumbo
sure I get
Bong.
that. Yeah.
Well,
Bumble
we're both
Wong.
speaking zombie because I know we tend to slip into it, but
Oh, yeah.
when he looked at him, he like his he had like he was obviously like covered in rashes. And like he was like, you know, like how some people who have like eczema or like have like a skin condition might be itchy like a little bit. Polly was itching nonstop, right? And he was always covered in like some weird thin film of lotion. And Jerry goes up and he's like, I saw you at a help wanted sign. And Polly's like, yeah, actually I need to go. And Jerry's like, what? And that was the second to last time that he ever saw Polly. Okay.
So just a quick pause here. Pauly Bumboa is not patient zero. Jerry is, right?
That's correct.
So Pauly's now a
Bumbo
zombie.
Bong.
Bumbo Wong. Pauly Bumbo, he's just got like poison ivy or
Bumbo
something.
Bong.
Bumbo Bong. Okay. I'm not, my zombie is not, it's not up to
I
par. You
know.
know, I didn't prep on Duolingo zombie for this. So, you know. My pronunciation's a
So
bit off.
he was not patient zero, but here's
Okay.
the thing. That deli was called the Pickler. Okay.
No.
Now, the reason why they were called the Pickler is because they were kind of like a novelty thing where like everything that you got was pickled, right?
Like the whole sandwich, bread
The
included.
bread, pickled.
Cheese.
Cheese, pickled. Meat, pickled. Pickles, double pickled,
Where
right?
in Queens was this?
Just off of the place where the queen lived.
Okay. Yep.
So that
Right.
area,
Yeah, I know
the queen
that.
they named queens after.
Yeah,
You know what I
exactly.
mean?
I'm pretty sure it's just south of Astoria.
Yeah, exactly. So, they do say around that area, they still say long live the queen,
It's
the
very
real New Yorkers do.
very red coat there still to this day.
So, it's not any British queen though. They really like
Which
it's
one?
like Catherine the Great but English. An
Wasn't
extra
Kevin the
English.
sure, yeah. So like okay.
Anyway, so
So he's
that
working at the pickler.
those were the kinds of like people who like would go there were like the original like
Dutch
the
colonists.
original Queens residents. So
They get a lot of British tourists?
so so this area of Queens, originally they were British. But then they kind of got like isolated and like went full Darwin. And like no one wanted to be around them because they only ate pickled things. Okay. And they started to develop some abnormalities.
Like hives.
Like really, really bad hives.
Okay.
Because they started to get allergic to the pickling, but like it's elite, not elite, but it's like basically like really taboo if you eat anything that's not pickled,
Okay,
if you're a
yeah.
queen worshiper.
What do
So
they do they what do they can they just drink, like obviously they have to drink regular tap water, right? Or do they just drink salt
they
water?
pickle it first.
Okay.
They have
So,
sores.
okay, so they're all clinically insane from severe dehydration.
I mean, like, there's a lot of electrolytes in pickle water.
Got what Queens natives crave.
Exactly. So, Polly Bumbo Bong, makes a swift exit because something is alive, in the barrel,
Okay.
in the 50-year pickling barrel. Okay,
Okay.
it's like a It's like a SCOBY from kombucha.
Oh boy. I don't
Okay.
know what that means, but
It's
oh
like the
boy.
original sourdough that they've continued to use.
Oh, okay.
Except it's the original pickling, colony of mushrooms.
I don't think that's how pickling works, but in this part of
Hey,
Queens, it
clearly you haven't visited in a long time. Okay.
Okay.
So,
Was, wait, hold up.
Polly
Was
wasn't
he?
only itchy, but if you had known him, you would have noticed that he was itchy and nervous. He just would casually and frantically itch, but not nervously and
Okay.
frantically itch, if you catch
Okay.
my drift, Corp.
Okay, so this was a different type of itching going on.
Yeah, this was a nervous itch.
And just to clarify, does our main character, what was his name? Jacob? What was his name?
Jerry.
Jerry, whatever. He's from this part of Queens or no?
So Jerry worked at Dino Camp,
No, but before that.
and his dad is the owner of Dino Camp,
Okay, so he's from near Dino Camp.
and he's from that like upstate area.
Okay, he just happened to be in Queens right now.
Well, he got off at the wrong subway stop, which maybe things wouldn't have ended up this way if
He
he
got off
hadn't.
on the wrong stop and was like, "Well, fuck it, I need a job anyway. Let's see what's applying
Yeah.
over here." All right, I love it. Good for you, Jerry. All right, what happens
So
now?
Jerry realizes now that like during this shuffle, Polly had handed him like a sheet of paper, and it was the deed to the building. Okay.
Okay, that's all right.
So Jerry's like, okay, this is weird.
But
Clearly
student
I gotta
loans,
like
you know?
pickle stuff. And then he realizes that like there's like a worker in the corner who's like he's balding a lot, but he has a ponytail.
one of those. Does he have a skin
Okay.
condition too?
Oh yeah, he's
Oh,
itching,
yeah.
but that's just normal to everyone there. Okay. This is Tungle. Tungle D.
Tungle D. Is that short for
Okay.
something or is it just DEE?
That's his whole first name.
Oh, okay. What's his
But
last
it's like
name?
hyphenate, so it's not Tungle D, it's Tungle D, right? There's like a pause. He
Okay.
has to explain that to Jerry. Okay.
The first
Now, Tungle
conversation.
D is just like, oh, are you the new boss? And Jerry's like, I guess so. And then Tungle D goes right back into pickling things, right? He's
Okay.
his shirt may be covered in holes, and he may have the worst slouch that you've seen, but man knows how to pickle.
He's
Okay.
got a work ethic, let me
He was
tell
raised
you.
on it. And
Bosses come and go,
basically,
pickles stay the same.
Tungle D goes, so the shiny pickle is your problem now?
Okay.
And Jerry goes, what? This is all within like 2 minutes.
Yeah, I mean that's fair, yeah. So it's a
But
lot to take in.
something feels like it's calling to him, right? And then he realizes it's literally calling to him.
Okay.
Like, Jerry. Jerry.
Ooh.
Oh, Jerry. And Jerry's like, this should probably be terrifying for me. But he was just filled with this like sensation of warmth. Okay.
Yeah, classic zombie trap. Could
So,
Tungle D hear this as well or no?
if he did, he doesn't give any notion that he
He's just there to work. It's
anything
nine
out of
to
the ordinary
five.
is happening.
Nine to five with Tungle D. He doesn't care about any spooky shit.
Exactly.
Right, 9 minutes left, by the way.
So Jerry walks into the back,
Okay.
and the shiny pickle is like this colony of pickled mushrooms sitting in this 50-year-old barrel, okay? And I want you to picture, you know those like happy face French fries?
Yeah.
He's like that, but like green and very pickled.
Okay.
And like just like tendrils coming off of me, like lives in the barrel.
Okay, so this is like a sentient colony of mushrooms and bacteria
Oh yeah.
that identifies with the male gender.
And of course, Tungle D called him the shiny pickle. But he refers to himself as Shine.
Shine. Okay.
So Shine starts whispering sweet nothings into Jester Jerry's ear,
As
much
they
like
do.
the King of Rohan in Wormtongue.
Okay, love it.
Okay.
So I know, I love
Immediately,
how
Jerry starts to look
Trungle
sickly and like something's wrong.
Okay, yeah.
And Shine's like whispering in his ear, he's like, Polly was a coward. Okay. He's like,
Okay.
Polly couldn't live up to my being.
Mm.
I need you to take me in. And Jerry doesn't, to this day, as he's wandering the fields of corpses upon, the Earth's atmosphere and floor, because everything flies. He still thinks about this moment and what drove him to do it. But he shouts to Tungle D and he goes, "Hey man, is it okay if I eat this?"
What did
And
Tungle D
Tungle
think?
D goes, "Man, I don't care what you do." He immediately swallows Shine whole,
Okay.
okay?
All right.
Shine immediately absorbs into Jerry's nervous system. And,
Like a Last of Us kind of situation.
oh yeah.
Yep.
But, like, here's the thing, once you become a zombie, you have both Shine's consciousness in your head and like Jerry's still Jerry, but like he kind of has to argue with him all the time.
Okay.
And
Does he have like
Shine's
any
very
control, or
persuasive.
is it like a Get Out kind of thing? You know, like
It's
he's
more
trapped in the back.
like a shared space type thing.
Oh, like a roommate.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right.
So Tungle D goes, "Ah, shit." And he goes back and he gets out his Glock. Okay. And this is where Jerry loses the
Okay.
part of his head.
Okay. Yeah.
And needless to say, Tungle D was patient one, not zero.
Okay. Yep.
And as soon as Shine got his shining magic into Tungle D's brain, he immediately went back to pickling because he knew there would be a lot of people to feed. Okay?
Yeah, you know, yeah, it happens.
It does.
It
Time
does.
check.
5 minutes and 50 seconds.
Okay. So, flash forward to 28 years later.
Oh, classic. What a classic.
A reference, you know?
What a
So
reference.
basically, Jerry is king of all of the Western Hemisphere.
Okay.
Basically, all of everything to the east of the Prime Meridian, they built like a giant wall.
Where is the Prime
And
Meridian?
don't worry, Gorb.
I don't know.
Everything east of the Prime Meridian, giant wall, okay?
Yep.
And Jerry has lost the plot. He's
Okay.
been king of the zombies for like a while now, and he just kind of wants to give up and chill.
As one does.
But like Shine keeps just being like, "You gotta just keep trying for one more day."
Just do zombie stuff.
And it's not all zombies on the west side of the Prime Meridian,
Well, yeah,
okay?
because they can all fly, so they probably just get over that wall.
That's when that's when it's a wall that goes up to the atmosphere.
Okay, so they can't, it just reaches into space.
They had to make it to where the zombies couldn't breathe.
Okay, yeah, fair.
So this is the second time that Jerry has ever seen Polly Bumbo Bong, okay?
Okay.
Polly Bumbo Bong is carrying a bazooka of fungicide.
Oh, wow,
Okay.
good for Paulie. Wait. Didn't you say? Okay, so this is 28 years later. All right, so he's still alive.
Yeah. He's much older.
Yeah, I mean,
His son's there.
it's
But
there. Okay.
PJ. Okay.
But PJ, okay.
So PJ hands him the next projectile. He's like, "PJ, hurry up." Okay. Here's the thing that fungicide does to the zombies. It frees the humans of Shine's consciousness for like at least a day.
That's
Nobody
it?
has ever hit Jerry. with a fungicide before. But PJ and Polly Bumblebong, they manage it. Okay.
I'm hard
Fungicide
working.
can hit some straight in the head, explodes.
Okay.
Okay. Jerry comes to like he's waking up from a dream. Okay. He's
Is he
like,
like, ow,
oh,
my
God.
jaw?
Dang, I guess that like pickled smiley French fry tasted kind of good. And he just sees, he like coughs. He coughs again and he like vomits out shine. Okay. Immediately when that happens, all of the zombies, who, let me give you a bit of a visual picture, were basically sardined into like an entire like Dallas football stadium. That's exactly where they were. They're in the Dallas football stadium. Okay.
East of the
And they were
Prime Meridian.
preparing to do a tunneling assault on, east of the Prime Meridian post wall.
Yep.
So all of it, all the consciousness sucks back into Shine, who
Okay.
like Jerry's too disoriented to like realize what the hell's going on, so he just sits down in
As
the
one
on the
does.
AstroTurf.
Okay.
Okay. Shine immediately starts to zip across like a flying nimbus. And PJ's like, ah, God. He throws like a kunai ninja star
Okay.
at Shine, but it misses.
Okay.
Okay. Time check.
1 minute and 38 seconds.
20 years go by. Okay. Jerry is sitting around in a log cabin with his descendants. He's now 92. And he's trying to, read them a little bit of the Bible. Okay.
Okay. Is the earth mostly healed, or is it still everything east of the Primordium
Everything has
zombie?
gone back to as normal as it could, but everyone in the eastern side of the Prime Meridian is too paranoid to bring down the wall, so
So
you
does
can't
it just
really
like
cross
shift with
there, but it
the
is what
wind
it is.
currents? Okay.
So PJ is now king of the
East side?
northeast, northwest.
They're divided
Okay.
into quadrants. 40 seconds left.
So Jerry's like, and that's how I lost the shiny pickle. And
Wow.
all the grandkids, do this like round of applause. Okay. And then all of a sudden, Jerry looks out the window. Okay. And he hears, hey, Jerry, remember that one day at Dino Camp? And he sees a revived Aaron who made him lose his job in the first place. And he's
Wow.
glowing mushroom green.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Wow.
That was a solid one right there.
Okay,
Oh,
Gorm, are you
God.
ready?
I am ready. You know what? We'll do it live. Play
We're
me
doing it
in. We're
live.
doing it live. Show me what you got. What's
Okay,
my prompt?
your prompt, Gorb,
What is it?
is to tell us about the day Wayne Gretzky went insane.
Ah, yes. Okay, the day Wayne Gretzky went insane.
22:33 on the clock.
Wow. Okay, so I'm gonna assume, well, you know what? We're doing it live, folks. Okay. So, well, let me, I used to know a guy. This is me, Gorb speaking.
It's
This guy.
me, your old pal Gorm.
Your old pal Gorb, your friend. This guy's
Yeah,
name,
confidant.
he was Stephen King. He spelt the exact same way. It was crazy because he was not Stephen King. He was just like an he
No.
was just another guy with the same name.
Okay.
I'm sure we've all had that phenomenon sometime in our lives. You know?
It's a pretty common name, I
Yeah.
bet.
Well, no, I'm just talking about, knowing the name of someone, and then you're like, oh my God, do you know that other guy with that name? Are you guys like related or something? But then you're like, if I thought about it, if they were related, they probably wouldn't have like the same exact name, because you'd probably be like, I don't want to name my nephew that and shit like it. Anyway,
Yeah,
the
that's
point
just how it
is,
goes.
the Wayne Gretzky we're going to talk about today is not the famous hockey player with, oh God, I'm at the chart. I can't read that. 894 career regular season goals.
I'm so disappointed.
Now you might be tempted to think that this Wayne Gretzky is like a cousin to that one.
Yeah.
It'd be like you'd be the same I was when I met Stephen King that one time. That he was not a cousin. Just,
You'd be so disappointed.
I was like, can you get my book signed? He was like, that's offensive. I don't know that man.
I'm an accountant.
Yeah, well, not yeah, more or less. He was a bartender, I think. It doesn't matter, is the point.
Aren't bartenders just glorified accountants anyway?
They're glorified horror novelists, I'll tell you what. Now, anyway, our Wayne Gretzky,
No relation.
no relation, nor possibly, but I'm just gonna guess and say it's no. It's definitely not a cousin. So if it's distant, if it's
Has
there.
he ever played hockey?
I mean, he's currently attending the University of Orlando, so
Okay. UO.
probably not. Yeah, I think that's if that's not a
Not
place he is
UFO.
now. Well, it's the universe is that University of Florida in Orlando?
University of Florida, Orlando.
Yeah, it's the that's where he goes. It's the
Okay, so it is.
UFO.
I thought so.
Yeah, he said he goes to UFO, University of Florida in Orlando. Yep. Actually, it goes to UFO HBT, which is University of Orlando, University of Florida in Orlando, halfway between here and Tampa. Anyway, it's not really
Okay.
the point, okay?
It's like one of the multiple campuses.
They have so many campuses.
Yeah,
Anyway,
yeah.
we can just say he goes to the University of Florida, and that's what I'm about to say. It's not somewhere you can play hockey easily, is my point.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have a great hockey team, though. Wayne Gretzky's just not
Yeah.
on it. Yeah, they just play indoors. Anyway,
Okay.
I'm getting sidetracked.
Field hockey.
No, ice hockey. It's very
Okay.
expensive. It's terrible for the
Do people
client.
ever give him a hard time for not being on the hockey team?
Every damn
Is he
day.
aware of the famous Wayne Gretzky?
Who isn't?
I mean, 864 goals, come on.
Yeah, it's kind of like a running joke with him. And he's like he's like a sophomore in college, He's
Yeah.
majoring in the piccolo. He's a
Oh,
bit of an
yeah.
artsy kid, yeah.
Yeah.
University of Florida in
Music
Orlando,
major.
halfway between here and Tampa, has an excellent piccolo program.
You wouldn't
So
believe it.
that's I mean that's why people go there. Why else would you go to Florida? Now,
I know, psychos go there.
anyway, so he's he, it's so people say it, they think it's a fun like joke. Are you related to Wayne Gretzky? And he says, no, I am Wayne Gretzky, but no, we're not related. And it wears on
I
Wayne.
am Wayne
I
Gretzky.
am Wayne, and it wears on him. It's just like
Yeah.
every new person he meets.
It's taxing.
UFO HHBT is a massive school, so he had to say like 80,000 times that first year.
Yeah.
He
That
says
first
it.
day where they make you introduce yourself to every other student.
Yep, that's how they do it down there. The Piccolo program is massive.
Want to make sure you know everybody.
It's so much so that when you come in as a freshman and you meet the RA, she's like, oh, and this is Wayne Gretzky's room, but don't worry, it's not that Wayne Gretzky. This one plays a fucking piccolo.
And he's not scoring with that.
No, he is not. Literally or metaphorically. And so
Yeah.
that's why Wayne was having a hard time at
Yeah.
college, sophomore year. He's
Did he have any friends?
no.
Oh, buddy.
But then they got a transfer student
Okay.
whose name was Alex.
Not Alex Trebek.
No, it's actually it's Alex Trabank von Schnipen.
Oh
Alex
yeah.
Trabank von Schnipen of the
Yeah.
Trabank von Schnipen fortune.
Plan.
Yep, plan.
What fortune plan?
Yeah, so and you know they met Alex Trebek von Schnipen. He's not serious about Piccolo, but like he needed an elective.
His
And
parents
I, you
wanted him
know,
to do it.
yeah, I mean he needed music credits or something, and something
Yeah.
art. He's in it for math. He's going for accounting, right?
Okay.
You know,
Just like
you don't
Stephen King.
inherit the Trebek von Schnipen Foundation Clan business without knowing your numbers, okay? So
Yeah.
he's there for purely practical reasons.
Yeah.
UFO HHBT is one of the best German heiress accounting schools, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a dude, but heiress, that's just the title of the major. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting off track.
How
So they become fast friends.
did they
Alex,
meet?
a Piccolo class.
Oh, okay, of course.
He's they're, you know.
Somebody needed help with their high C.
Exactly. And so one of Alex, he's just Alex Trebonk von Schnipen is just such a lovable guy.
Yeah.
So that when he needed help with his high C's, I'm assuming that's the thing, you know more music than I do. They brought him over to Wayne Gretzky. But
Yeah.
because Alex Trebek von Schnipen is not, you know, he's an exchange student, he's not very familiar with hockey at all.
Yeah, he doesn't even know the name.
He didn't get the joke, yeah. So, and that's how they became friends. He
Yeah. It's like
says,
funny, I can let my
Wayne.
walls down.
Literally. And so, you know, this fall semester finishes. They're still friends in the summer semester. They're coming up to spring break, right? Spring break.
Spring
Time check.
break.
Time
Are
check.
they planning something?
Oh,
14
yeah.
minutes and 40 seconds.
Okay. Yeah, no, they're planning something. Everybody from UFO HHTB is going down towards the Keys. They're going to go drink Coronas and Jose Cuervo on the beach.
Yeah.
You know, have a couple of near fatalities, get their
Visit
stomachs
Ernest
pumped.
Hemingway's house.
Yeah, as they do. And Alex Trebonk von Schnipen says, hey, Wayne, you want to come back to my hometown? And Wayne says, sure.
Where is he
Where is
from
that?
again?
Friedenfladenberg. Friedenfladenberg. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The clan had to originate from there.
Exactly. The Trebonk von Schnipen Foundation clan of Friedenfladenberg. Yep. And yeah, so that's how it goes. So
Yeah.
Wayne,
So did they go?
well, so Wayne has also met another friend,
Okay.
Casey. You know,
Casey.
they're not in a relationship, but they're growing close. She is
Yeah.
also, no, she's a flute player. So there's like a
Okay.
healthy competition going on between them, but they're tight.
Yeah.
And he's like, should I ask Casey if she can come? And Alex Trebonk von Schnipen says, well, we're leaving in 15 minutes, so hurry up. And he calls Casey, and Casey's like, I'm already on the plane down to Key West. And she's like, have fun. And where the hell are
Yeah.
you going again? He says, Frieden von Plankenberg. And so that's where they're going.
Yeah.
And so they pile into Alex Trebonk von Schnipen's Camry.
Okay.
Yeah. And then
So
he's
they're
just like,
driving there?
well, hold up. So
Oh,
he's like, all right. And then that's what Wayne says. Are we driving there? And Alex says, in a way. And Wayne says, that's not concerning. And he says, okay, well, I got to go pick up my brothers now. He's like, wait, you have brothers? Long
yeah,
story short,
it's a whole clan.
they pit UFO HT, the one in Tampa. There's like six of them in Orlando because it's halfway between Tampa and Orlando. There's
Yeah.
like 100 different schools
There's a lot of space to fill between Orlando and Tampa.
most of it is filled with University of Florida's.
Yeah.
And so they pick up the five brothers. They're all in the car. The Camry is cramped, let me tell you that.
Yeah.
It's hot. It's
That's a crampy
humid.
Camry.
And so Wayne says, okay, now to the airport. And they say, no, we just got to turn onto the expressway here. And Wayne says,
Okay.
"Well, okay, so is Frieden von Falkenberg in the can we drive there?"
Yeah.
And they all say in unison, "In a way." And at that moment, Alex Trebonk von Schnipen floors it.
Oh,
This Camry is going 120.
God.
Wayne Gretzky is screaming, no relation, screaming in the back seat. And at coming up to, really max speed on a Camry, if I'm going to be honest, 125, 126, Alex Trebonk von Schnipen just quick, rapid, immediate right turns of the wheel.
Oh, God.
Right into the concrete highway divider. Wayne screams. He pisses himself,
As
not
he would.
surprisingly. And in that moment where he's pretty sure he's dead, he opens his eyes
Okay.
and he finds himself in this sort of beautiful, like, it's all right, actually scratch that. It's not beautiful. It just looks like a forest in Jersey.
Okay.
But he's not dead, and that's what counts.
That's good. It looked beautiful because he's not dead.
Jersey looks beautiful after you've had a near-death
New Jersey,
experience.
it's beautiful if you ain't dead.
That's their state motto. Now, time check.
10 minutes, 20 seconds.
Okay. So it's kind of just a street in Jersey now. Now,
Yeah.
after Wayne calms down, they, get him some, I don't know, some paper towels and wet wipes. They get off at a gas station. Everybody in this town or this community seems to be speaking German, but because of Wayne's close relationship with Alex Trebonk von Schnipen, he knows it's actually Flemish.
Yeah.
Not that that's really important for the listener, but maybe it will be. So they pull up to just this like nice, single family home,
Yeah.
and just what looks like middle of nowhere Jersey, somewhere between Trenton and Newark.
Did he bring his piccolo?
Of course.
Every
You don't graduate with a piccolo degree without practicing every day.
day.
It's part of the reason he has trouble making friends.
Yeah.
Now,
You can't make friends if you don't have time.
And so they get out of the car. The brothers are all speaking Flemish, their mom comes out there speaking French. They're like, "Oh, who's this?" And they're like, "Alex von Trebek von Schnipen is like, this is my American friend, Wayne Gretzky." And they're like, "Whoa, there's nothing unique about that name. Come on in, Wayne. Have some schnitzel and crackers."
Yeah.
Eventually, Wayne is like, "Where the fuck are we?"
Yeah. Like what happened?
Yeah. And Alex's brother, Scaramouche Geppetto, von Schnipen.
You do the
No, just.
Fandango?
Well, that's the third brother. Scaramouche Trebonk von Schnipen looks at Alex and says, or Wayne, and says, "We're in Friedenleitenberg. Where do you think we are?"
Yeah,
He's like,
come on.
"Okay, yeah, exactly, okay." But like,
That's never happened before, right?
yeah, like, okay, so like, did we drive there? And they're like, "In a way." And they're like, he's like, "Okay, well, I'm kind of not getting it." And then Alex Trebonk von Schnipen just pops in. He says, "Okay, Wayne, calm down. All
Yeah.
right, don't freak out. Put a little pate on your schnoz, take a
Yeah.
bite of the cracker, grab a bratwurst, and let me explain this to you. All
Yeah.
right." I don't know if they eat bratwurst and wherever Flemish
They're
is
in the beer
spoken.
garden.
Yeah, in Friedenleitenberg, they do. Now, Alex says, "Okay, Wayne, are you like familiar with like France?" And Wayne says, he says, "Okay, like the country?" And he says, "Okay, perfect. This should be easy."
Okay, good.
So
Go get it.
you know when Duke von Schnitzenschneiden of the Decalomanthons the Fourth brought the holy Hagobald rain down right in between the end of Louis XIII and Napoleon, and right at the start of the French Revolution? He's like, "No." And he's like, "Okay, all right, Wayne. Listen,
Is this before or after the Louisiana
sounds like you
Purchase?
don't know much about France. Do you know about like Earth?" And he's like, like the planet. He's like, okay, this should be easy.
Yeah.
Remember when Hukapalea, the fire goddess, birthed the earth from the center of her head after having sex with four rocks and a flute? And he said,
Wasn't a piccolo, though.
no, it wasn't. No, I don't know that much about geology. And he said, okay,
Geology.
what do they teach these Americans these days? Okay, Wayne. All right, you hear Wayne, you're present, you have a bratwurst, time check.
Six minutes, 15 seconds.
Right, Wayne, do you know about Mars? And he's like, the planet? He's like, okay.
Or the Greek god or
Yeah.
Roman god.
And Alex Trebon, he's like, yes, the planet. This should be easy. So if you fold space like a donut and throw in the Decimahonkapongs from after King Louis XIII, inside that time warp, which overlaps with a very small part of Trenton, New Jersey, thus situated on the planet Mars,
So they are
just a
in New
little south
Jersey.
of Olympus Mons, that's where we are. That is
Yeah.
Friedenblatt-Breitenberg. And that's exactly what Wayne says. So we are in New Jersey? And he says, you're not getting it. He says, pull open your Google Maps. And Wayne's like, oh, fuck, let me do that. And he pulls open his Google Maps. And this is kind of where Wayne Gretzky starts to lose his mind a little bit.
Yeah.
Pulls open his Google Maps. And it's weird because it just shows like his location and just like kind of like red around it. So he like does
Yeah.
that two finger thing where you're like, let me zoom out. Let me zoom out.
Yeah.
He's like, and like, oh, there's Olympus Mons just to the, I mean, I don't know if that's the moon, but there's one on Mars now too, just to the north. And he zooms out and he finds the Google Maps somehow says he's on Mars. And
But
he's
it looks
like,
like Jersey.
no, it just looks like Mars, you know.
Okay.
But like if you look
In
around with
front of
your
him or on
eye,
the map?
on the map it looks like Mars.
Yeah,
And
yeah,
if you look around, it looks like just like 30 minutes outside of Trenton.
yeah.
And so he's again, so that's kind of what Wayne Gretzky repeats, says, so are we in Jersey? And they said, oh, he's not getting it. And Scaramouche is like, I'm gonna go get some coffee, break out the
Yeah.
chalkboard. Long story short, they really try to impress upon young Wayne Gretzky that he is currently on a Klein fold space-time time loop somewhere in between the quantum distance between Trenton, New Jersey, and just south of Olympus Mons on
This
Mars.
is where human brains really struggle.
They really do. It's a lot of math. Like if you're a piccolo major, yeah, no. And they're like, and he's like, okay, but like we're watching like Netflix right now. How does that work? And they're like, oh. Okay, so you know like pencils, Wayne? It's like, yes, I fucking know pencils.
It's
Like, do you remember when Alexander
a
Graham
Scaramouche.
you remember when Alexander Graham Bell's third cousin, Lingenuity Vincenzo, invented the threefold cheese stick double whopper? And he said, what the fuck does that have to do with pencils? They're like, he's not getting it.
Yeah.
And Wayne's like, okay, well, is there like cell service? And like, can I call my family? And they're like, well, not right here. You probably have to like drive 20 minutes more towards Trenton. He's like, so we are in New Jersey. He's like, no, you're
Is
not getting
he in
it.
trouble? Like, is his safety at risk?
No. I mean, we'll find out. I mean, is his sanity at risk? We'll see. Time check.
2 minutes and 40 seconds.
So Scaramouche Geppetto is like, fuck it, get in the Camry. We'll just drive towards where there's better reception. And they do, you know, they pass like a Wawa and like three Dunkin' Donuts, and eventually they're at a spot where he's like, the cell's pretty good here, just walk away from
Yeah.
the pine trees. And he's like, I'm so confused. Because
Yeah.
in the background, you can see that giant mountain on Mars, just like once you get like a brief gap in the pines. You know,
If
the
you just look at
Klein-Fold
it just
time
right.
loop, yeah, it just doesn't really register with Wayne. He's a piccolo major. He gets cell service, he calls Casey. He's
Yeah.
like, hello? And she's like, Wayne? And she's like, he's like, am I dead? She's like, do you take mushrooms? And he's like, I'm not sure. And he's like,
I hope they weren't pickled.
he said, where are you? And she's like, I'm in Key West at Ernest Hemingway's house. We're gonna go get plastered after this. And she's like, where are you? And he's like, somewhere between Trenton and Mars. And she said, okay, well, I kind of gotta go. And I'll have fun, I guess. And then, it's
Oh.
so he walks back to the car, and Scaramouche is like, okay, have you calmed down yet? We've got to go to the beer garden at like 6 tonight. We have a reservation. It's Schnitzel Wednesdays. So are you coming?
Yeah.
And he's like, didn't we
Not
like,
Wiener ones.
yeah. He said, didn't we like drive through an, like a highway barrier?
One
And
minute.
yeah, and Scaramouche says, yeah, of course we did. And he's like, shouldn't we be dead? And he's like, no, because like if you drive through like we they're specifically placed. Like, Wayne, do you understand paper? And he's like, oh my God, I can't. And that's when
Oh.
Wayne has a bit of a psychotic break. Long story short, time check.
40 seconds.
At the end of the 3 day, they were only there for 3 or 4 days, because eventually Alex von Trebonk was like, I gotta take this kid back. He's freaking out. They drive through another highway barrier, comes back fine, physically fine. The Trebonk von Schnipen, he goes off to be a wonderful accountant for the family fortune. Wayne Gretzky has a psychotic break and has to drop out of the piccolo class. He gets institutionalized for forever claiming that he was at somewhere between Trenton and Olympus Mons for the rest of his life. Yeah, it's a sad
Poor
tale.
guy.
It's rough. Piccolo is rough. It's a hard major.
Really makes you unable to understand the simplest things,
It does, yeah. Scaramouche.